For this piece, I'm going to make a collage of postmodern. Maybe it's people talking about postmodernism. Maybe it's something that is postmodern. Maybe it's like it's nothing. It doesn't make sense.
Yes, I think we must be in postmodernism because it doesn't make sense.
It's like the Chewbacca theory.
Exactly.
And it doesn't make sense.
There is no sense.
Everything around us doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Makes perfect sense. That's postmodernism.
The perfect sense of nonsense?
Yes.
So what's the overriding theory of postmodernism to you?
It's nonsense. It's like different things. It's free play. It's no absolutes. It's self-reflexive, ironic, always coming back to yourself because you can't go anywhere beyond. Like, it's just, it's all these millions of little fragmented, unrelated things that sort of come together in this word that nobody really knows what it is. It's like a garbage can that you can put all these things that nobody knows what to do into.
There must be some mention of postmodernism in here. It's more like beyond postmodernism. Recording the voice proposes an ontological risk. The recorded utterance is the stolen sound that returns to the self as the schizophrenic, hallucinatory presence of another. But today, the voice you speak with may not necessarily be your own. The mechanization of war, the electronization of information, the hyper-commodification of culture, the exponential growth of mass media, all of these point to a machinic, semiotic hierarchy of representation, a locale in which the human mind, consciousness itself, acts as a distributed network, the place where consciousness becomes an object of material memory. The spread of global networks of all sorts, information distribution systems, mail systems, satellite, direct broadcasting, etc., etc.
Current occupation among some philosophers with self-reflexivity or the puzzles used by allowing language to become the object of its own scrutiny in a kind of
postmodernism came after modernism, of course. It was primarily an architectural movement at first, and then art and literature and music, and it's become a political movement now too, and a lot of it, philosophically, it's the reaction to the idea of there being any absolute meaning that anyone can discern.
Or we've given up on the illusions that enabled us to evolve to where we are now, in terms of just mythology and stuff like that. And now we know there's no time and space, and there's all these weird things happening. So I think we just need to deal with it, and that we're not really dealing with it, because capitalism sort of replaced it with this consumer world. Mm. So instead of dealing with it, or I don't even know what it is, it's just products, and that's sort of, that's a substitution, or it's a destruction, or a decoy, or something. I think the two happen at the same time, and it's very convenient for capitalism.
So you realize that everything's bullshit.
And capitalism rot. Yeah, because everything's bullshit, so let's just enjoy life. Let's have fancy coffee, let's have, like, you know, a bagel cutter and a knife that only size drinks. Stuff like that. Have lots of space. Things that,
War and TV, did you catch the last, when Clinton was afraid of getting exposed before, so we bombed Iraq that second time, and the wag the dog thing, they called it Desert Fox, right? So Fox News goes and uses their own logo, right? Desert Fox in the Fox logo. I think it was the first time that any corporation has had product placement tie-ins with a war, you know? I'm waiting for the Nike Holocaust, where, you know, this POW camp is brought to you by Benetton, the United Colors.
What's modernism? The Marxian formula is still useful for understanding the different speed lanes of change in the traditional and productive spheres of society. Modernism, in the infrastructural productive sense, begins in the 1890s and 1900s, a time which experienced mass technological innovations. The second tidal wave of the Industrial Revolution began nearly a century before.
Electromodernity has brought us. It is not so much a new language as a new way of pronouncing the ancient syntaxes that history and evolution have given us, a new way of enunciating the basic primal languages which slip through the fabric of rational thought and infect our psyche at another deeper level. Could this be the way of healing, taking elements of our own alienated consciousness and recombining them to create new languages from old, and in doing so to reflect the chaotic, turbulent reality we all call home? Just might be a way of seeking to reconcile the damage rapid technological advances have wrought on our collective consciousness.
Where are you from? And I said, New York. He said, ah, New York, yes, that's a very interesting place. Do you know a lot of New Yorkers who keep talking about the fact that they want to leave but never do? And I said, oh, yes. And he said, why do you think they don't leave? I gave him different banal theories. He said, oh, I don't think it's that way at all. He said, I think that New York is the new model for the new concentration camp, where the camp has been built by the inmates themselves, and the inmates are the guards, and they have this pride in this thing they've built. They've built their own prison, and so they exist in a state of schizophrenia, where they are both guards and prisoners, and as a result, they no longer have, having been lobotomized, the capacity to leave the prison they've made, or to even see it as a prison. And then he went into his pocket and he took out a seed for a tree and he said, this is a pine tree. He put it in my hand and he said, escape before it's too late.
War on TV. War on TV. War on TV. I don't like the new season.
What?
The new season? The shows this season? The Yugoslavian show? I like the, I like the show, you know.
The Serbian show?
Yeah, that show's no good. I like that other show with the green lights and the... The neon, the green, the Emerald City. That was a better show. That war had better graphics.
Stars are now commodities sold by sales to entertainment.
It's an oxymoron. Modernism right now, we think we're modernism, right? We're advanced, right? Like, civilization advances, we are like getting a state of higher conscience.
Yeah.
So we assume that we're curving up, going higher and higher. We can never attain it. Come on, like, every step we take, just go back 2 steps. And warfare, advance, stupidities, you know, socialism. So for every advance we make, we go back. So it's always like constant.
Différence is the interval that separates what the sign is with what it is not absolutely. But since the sign must contain a trace of its past with an intimation of its future, it necessarily divides itself. Thus, it is the becoming space of time, or the becoming time of space, the spatialization of temporality.
There is no new language to be discovered. There will be no unique name, even if it were the name of being. And we must think this without nostalgia, that is, outside the myth of a purely maternal or paternal language, a lost native country of thought. On the contrary, we must affirm this in the sense in which Nietzsche puts affirmation into play, in a certain laughter and a certain step of the dance.
I don't think that's postmodern.
Because I'm thinking of the strategy or the method of postmodernism.
Yeah.
How it operates, how it functions in a mobile and dynamic way. Slowly, at some point, they cease to be mobile as
everything that just carries through into a generalized point. What's
your
number?
What are you doing?
I'm just collecting thoughts.
Truth.
Yeah. Collecting truth.
That's sort of getting there. Postmodernism.
Postmodernism.
But I know it.
Anything and everything and nothing. So anything can be postmodern.
I'm everywhere and yet I am nowhere.